We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Speaking of Overland Park, this everybody's freaking out about this guy in South Overland Park walking around wearing what the news keeps describing as a hazmat suit. But we pored over this in the newsroom today. The dude is not wearing a hazmat suit.
We spent way too much time poring over this in the newsroom today.
He's wearing some kind of outfit. He's dressed like some kind of thrift store ninja, but he's not wearing a hazmat suit. He's wearing like a hood. His face is covered.
It's like a hazmat type hood.
Yeah, ish, I guess. Only a hazmat hood would be totally covered. Your eyes would be covered. That's not... Well, this wouldn't protect you.
Exposed.
My point is, if this guy worked into a hazardous chemical site, he would be dead.
It would be bad.
Right.
Bad deal.
But he's wearing that, and he's got like kind of a face mask thing on, but he's wearing shorts. Not a hazmat suit.
Mm-hmm. And some sort of a t-shirt or a long sleeve t-shirt with a schmock over the top of it.
A schmock.
A schmock.
A schmack. This is how Fox 4KC describes it. He's dressed in white from head to toe, apparently covering his face so no one recognizes him. I really thought they were going with a rhyme there. Doesn't it feel like he's dressed in white from head to toe, and where he came from, nobody knows. Doesn't it really seem like they were going there, but they gave up, just short Fox 4. That's what several people in South Overland Park neighborhoods found on their home surveillance videos this week. Folks in the Summerwood Estates, Polo Fields, and Mills Farms neighborhoods aren't used to a lot of criminal activity. So when somebody started stalking the neighborhoods, it alarmed a lot of people. Quote, "That's creepy," Officer John Lacey said when he watched the videos collected on doorbell cameras. Quote, "The first thing I thought is, it's really creepy, and why would someone walk around in a hazmat suit?"
He's not wearing a hazmat suit.
More specifically, someone wearing a hazmat suit with his face covered, a miner's light on his head, and wearing a backpack and gloves. He's walking up to homes and around backyards in Southern Overland Park. One woman who didn't want to be identified said she heard her doorbell camera alarm go off around midnight. Quote, "Because we have a new puppy and lots of kids in and out, so I didn't think too much of it. But when I got up and checked Facebook, I had all sorts of neighbors posting videos, and I thought, well, that is kind of odd." She checked her video. The woman said it was the same strange, creepy person who had started to come to the front porch. The creeper actually went into another woman's screened-in porch. When we woke up Tuesday morning, we noticed the door was open, and we noticed the latch was just locked open like that. When she heard what happened from neighbors on Facebook, Donner, the guy may have also tried to get in another way. So I don't know if this is a case of it's a burglar. I don't know too many burglars who go to front doors
and ring the doorbell.
Well, I'll be honest with you, and this might surprise you about me. I don't know too many burglars. So there's that also
you
that,
know
that
of.
I know. I do have friends that are suspiciously well off for being lazy. But I assume they were drug dealers, not burglars. So anyway, this guy, he's going up to the houses, ringing the doorbells or getting on the cameras, this ring camera thing, and then going away. What I find hilarious about this is I live in South Overland Park, and I have one of these, well, I have several of these ring doorbell camera things, and the ring neighborhood is the best. It is the best. If you want to be entertained by pearl-clutching Gladys's, the Ring neighborhood is the greatest thing ever because it's every single video on there is, did anybody else notice a suspicious person driving? Look at them. They're driving past my house 3 times in the last 6 hours. It's like, maybe they just don't have a nice enough truck. I get it. They have a work truck, so they got to be, they're casing the joint is what's going on. It's like, I think most of it is just justifying the fact that you spent $100 to $500 on these Ring doorbell things, so you have to post these videos.
You better see something.
You better find something. Did anybody else notice this suspicious person walking down my sidewalk at 3 o'clock this afternoon? They glanced hesitantly towards my house. Anybody notice this? Anybody seen this person? Anybody notice this guy in this brown outfit wearing shorts dropping cardboard boxes off at people's houses? It says Ups on his
Looks
truck.
Pretty shady.
Pretty suspicious is what that is. It, I don't know. It's the greatest for somebody like me who loves seeing other people is stricken with paranoia and reeling out against the world in the depths of their paranoia. However, I will say this is the first thing I've ever seen on my Ring community that's actually kind of creepy. This is actually kind of scary.
Okay, Jonathan, you've been known to have night terrors.
Yes.
And get up and run out of your house.
Do not do this.
You've also been talking about how exhausted you've been lately.
I have been very exhausted lately. I haven't been sleeping very well.
Uh-huh. Have you been like laying in your bed all night or Do you happen to own a hazmat hood?
I do not own a hazmat hood or whatever this guy. I don't own a pair of shorts anymore. So, no.
You
I don't
own a pair of shorts.
I don't own a pair of shorts.
Yes, you're wearing khakis.
I'm wearing khaki pants. Yeah, I don't wear shorts. So, I'm not this guy. Good try.
Are you sure?
Damn it. I'm not 100% sure. See, because that's the thing. I have really bad night terrors and I have really bad sleepwalking. There's a chance it's me.
You should check your doorbell cam and see if you're leaving in the middle of the night.
I'm not going to say it's 100% sure it's not me, but I'm not going to say it's me because that's crazy. Having said that, it could be me. I'm not sure. Because I do get up and I sleepwalk all the time. It's really bad.
I don't know if a hood like that would fit on your head, though.
And there it is. There it is.
Unless you had it specially made.
Head is not that big.
Too big for a normal hat. You can't buy just a hat in stores.
We're not dwelling on my sleep terrors. Because now I'm going to have this in my head when I go to sleep tonight. Thanks. I'm going to wake up.
Maybe you're going to catch yourself now.
You know what I'm going to do? There's going to be a Ring camera of this guy going up to somebody's porch and then me coming up behind him in my sleep terror state. We're just running down the block. With my arms above my head like a wacky inflatable guy. So now we have the Creeper and the Overland Park Screamer. Let me ask you something. Doesn't this kind of seem like something you, not maybe this exact thing, but those of you out there who are recovering teenagers, doesn't this kind of seem like something you would have done as a teenager if doorbell, Ring doorbell things existed? Wouldn't it be tempting as a teenager to put on a goofy outfit and go around causing a stir, getting on the cameras, freaking people out, making all the Gladyses clutch their pearls so that their knuckles are as white as the very pearls in their hands?
I would have been all over doing something like this.
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe that this is anything scary. I don't think this is anything threatening. Definitely take precautions. And if the guy comes up on my porch, he's going to get a machete in the head. But I will tell you this. I think it's probably, most likely, it's probably just some weirdo teenager who is doing this for attention.
Or a normal teenager who just thought this would be funny, and now it's kind of gotten out of hand.
Okay, fine. But let's you say normal teenager, but I'm going to say all teenagers are kind of weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't think things through from beginning to end.
I swear to God, I thank God every time I see a story like this that I'm not a teen in this day and age, that I'm not a teen now. Because the things I used to do when I was a kid would definitely be on the news with these doorbell cameras. I used to steal lawn ornaments all the time. We used to just go around stealing stuff off of people's lawns. I remember one time I went up to somebody's lawn, stole, they had this giant plastic squirrel.
Uh-huh.
And I got in the car and we're like, and we, you know, drive off. And then I felt like this tingling all over me.
Yeah.
I was wearing shorts at the time. And I was like, what is going on? And then like my legs felt like they were on fire. And I turned the dome light on in the car, looked down, there's termites all over me.
Oh, you deserve that.
And I was like swatting at my legs and screaming. Fortunately, I wasn't the one driving. But yeah, it was terrifying.
Stuff there like you go, that. People. If you don't want your lawn ornaments stolen, fill him with termites or fire ants or something.
Maybe that's what it was. It was a theft deterrent issue. Did you do anything crazy when you were a teenager?
A lot of crazy
stuff like this?
Things.
This person's doing, I mean?
I'd go stay the night at friends' houses because my mom was always on to me sneaking out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to go stay at a friend's house and then we would all sneak out. We'd go cow tipping. We actually did this. And then once...
By the way, she grew up in the middle of New York, which is weird where they found a cow.
Nebraska. So mm-hmm. This is normal. And then we hid in somebody's camper when we thought the farmer was coming after us. Plot twist, it was the farmer's camper.
Why would you go cow tipping?
Because it sounded like a fun thing to do.
But what's the fun in cow tipping? What is the fun
because
in tipping
they're
over
sleeping,
a cow?
And then you, when you just, you know, put your shoulder into them, they just fall over, and then they moo, and it's funny.
Don't they break their ribs and stuff sometimes?
No, they're fine.
Oh, they're fine? Are you sure?
I hope so.
Okay.
You don't seem like you could really push a cow over. That makes me really sad to think.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I've heard that happens, that sometimes they get tipped over.
2 14-year-old girls can do that.
So you would have to go after a calf. I don't think that you could tip over a cow.
No, we tipped over a cow.
Point is, so they fall over.
Uh-huh.
And that's funny.
It is funny.
You're a monster.
We also vandalized a school with toothpaste. Like, we just put toothpaste on, like, the underside of the slide handles and all the doors.
Yeah. I know technically that counts as vandalism. I don't consider something vandalism that you can just wipe off with a paper towel.
Sure.
Yeah.
But there's probably a lot of kids with toothpaste all over their hands.
When I was a kid, we set a bunch of bushes on fire outside of a guy's house.
Oh, that's bad.
We made him have a religious experience.
Oh, my gosh.
But we did it for the good of the neighborhood.
You could have killed him.
No. It wasn't like his okay, the
they
bushes.
They weren't up against the house?
They weren't up against the house. No, no, okay. No. They were like 10 or 15 feet away from the house. We did it for the good of the neighborhood because here's what the thing was. These bushes were out by the sidewalk and they were huge and they would block your view of a very busy street. There were several accidents that happened because people couldn't see around these damn bushes.
He wasn't keeping them trimmed.
No, he was not. And the city gave him like a citation saying he needed to trim the bushes. And instead of doing it or just paying the citation, this guy decided to fight it and wasn't trimming his bushes and was just racking up these citations, and my older brother was almost in an accident, so I took it upon myself. I was like, I'm gonna burn these damn bushes to the ground.
You showed him.
Yeah, they didn't burn well enough though.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
Is it? Pour gasoline on them, set them on
fire.
Oh my
gosh. You poured gasoline on them.
Yeah, but they still didn't burn well enough. I'm just not good at lighting fires. All right, coming up on the Jonathan Weir Show, let's just keep this going real quick. What is something that you shouldn't be proud of, but you kind of are? Text it into the text line at 22920. What's something you shouldn't be proud of, but you kind of are? We'll talk about it coming up in 5 minutes here on 98.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.